This is the story of my 34th Christmas. I'm Jewish, but I've celebrated or helped celebrate Christmas every year of my life. You see, my mother was born Catholic. She went to Catholic school for 12 years. She even wanted to be a nun for a while, though I think that was more because she wanted to wear a habit than out of devotion to Jesus. And she gave that up in high school when she decided she wanted to have 10 children. But ultimately, she met my Jewish father, married him, had one child, me, and converted to Judaism when I was less than a year old. So I was raised Jewish. I went to Hebrew school. I learned about Hanukkah, how there was a miracle of light when the Jews had only enough oil to light the lamp in their temple for one day, but they lit it and it lasted for 8 days and eight nights. I celebrated the miracle of light by lighting the menorah with my family, using the shamus or helper candle to light the eight other candles. I played dreidel, I ate latkes, I even had a bat mitzvah. But through it all, the tradition of Christmas continued. We celebrated Christmas with my mom's family, but I was very adamant that it wasn't my holiday. I was just helping them, kind of like a Christmas shamus. And I was very happy to help, though, even though I was very insistent I was not celebrating. I helped when I was a baby by trying to eat one of the balls off my mom's family's Christmas tree. I helped when I was a little older by decorating the tree at my mom's family's house, at my neighbor's house. I helped sing Christmas carols. I even went to midnight mass with my friends. But I still kept insisting that I was not celebrating Christmas. I said if I was celebrating anything, I was celebrating the birthday of some guy who was born Jewish long ago named Jesus. So last year, my 34th Christmas, when I went to New Jersey to celebrate with my then-girlfriend, now-wife, Katie, the holiday was nothing new. Some of the traditions were new. They're Swedish, so on Christmas Eve, part of their meal is sill, or pickled herring, and I'd never tried that before. But I tried it, and I thought I was doing pretty well when Katie's stepmom, Pam, announced that after 14 years of marriage to Katie's father, she was trying sill for the first time. Here I was, not even legally allowed to marry Katie yet, and I was already trying it. Next morning, the next tradition was cookies for breakfast. That one went down a lot easier. We ate cookies while we watched Katie's little sister, Sarah, who was only three, learn about the miracle of presents. And she opened her first present, a vacuum, and really wanted to play with it, but she was told that there were more presents to open. So we helped her get through the presents, and then she could start playing. And that afternoon, Katie's aunt and uncle and cousins and grandmother joined us for Christmas dinner, where there weren't really new traditions. There was actually a very old story. Katie's cousin, Donnie, told the story of Hanukkah transposed to church that morning. He and his wife are C&E Christians. They go to church on Christmas and Easter. And they had gone with their four-year-old son and six-year-old daughter, and to help Eric, the four-year-old, stayed quiet during services. Donnie handed him his BlackBerry or an iPhone and set it to play Super Mario cartoons during services. But as he handed it over, he realized that there was only one bar, which meant that in maybe 5 minutes, the battery was going to go dead. But Donnie handed it over, might have crossed his fingers or said a prayer, and sat back and listened to services. And 45 minutes later, services were ending, and Eric was tapping him to say, "Daddy, the battery just died." And Donnie was very thankful for the miracle of light and his BlackBerry. After dinner was over, it was time for Sarah to go to bed, so Katie and I took her upstairs, and we started on the bedtime routine, which consisted of putting on her pajamas and using the potty and washing her hands. And Sarah had learned in preschool that if you sing happy birthday twice, all of the germs go away. And Katie and Sarah's dad's birthday had been 3 days earlier. So Sarah started singing, "Happy birthday to Daddy." And I was going to help her out with the song, but since it was December 25th, I started singing, "Happy birthday to Jesus." When I got to Jesus, Sarah stopped singing, stopped washing her hands, turned around, looked at me, and said, "Who's Jesus?" And I said, well, he was a really good guy who lived a long time ago, and people think he's really important, so we celebrate his birthday. And Sarah said, "Nuh-uh. And I said, no, really, it's true. He did a lot of really good things. So people all around the world get together and they celebrate his birthday. And that's why Katie and I and your aunt and uncle and your cousins and your grandma all came over. That was a birthday party for Jesus. Sarah still looked like she didn't believe me. I looked like I was about to crack up. So I excused myself, went downstairs, and told Pam the story. And she promptly replied, oy vey. And she came upstairs with me and found Sarah's children's Bible on her bookshelf, a Bible that Katie, also a product of Catholic schooling, had bought for Sarah, and which Sarah apparently was not reading, though she may be excused since she couldn't read yet. And Sarah, Katie and I turned to the part of the story where Jesus enters the picture, and we read to Sarah about how Jesus was a friend to the children and kind to all the animals, and how he helped heal the sick. And Sarah turned and looked at her mom, and her mom said, see, it's the same story in the book. It's true. And at that point, Sarah was either a little less skeptical or a lot more sleepy. So she gave us each a hug and a kiss and went to sleep. And that's the story of my 34th Christmas, in which I, as a Jewish Christmas shamus, helped my 3-year-old future sister-in-law learn about Jesus. Thank you.
Lisa Bergstrom.